Welcome back to another episode of Tips and Tricks with your favorite instructor, Instructor Shelton. I want to talk about self-care, not the fake self-care, but real self-care. I don't want to talk about just saying we're practicing in self-care. I want us to actually be actively practicing in self-care. Here's why I say this. I've been in education over 20 years, and in those 20 years, I have neglected myself for multiple reasons on multiple occasions, and my neglect has always been rewarded, right? Like, you come to work sick, and you teach children sick, and then you go home and you're sick, and everybody's like, yay, you showed up to work even though you were sick. And there's something about the culture of that that really has always bothered me. And even though I have been a participant, because there have been times that I was extremely sick and I was battling an illness and I went to work because I did not want to be out. I did not want to neglect my students. I wanted to make sure that they had their teacher, and I wanted everybody to know how important they were to me, even to my own detriment, right? And there's like a new wave of this now. It's not really a new wave, but with COVID, people were ridiculously ill, even after recovering from COVID, right? Because those of us that have had COVID know that after you test negative, there is a recovery. Like, your lungs are not functioning at 100% in any way, shape, or form. And there is real recovery. I'm going to tell you my story over several years and try to condense it down into something that really annoys me about the pretend self-care that happens in the public school system. This is another reason why I had to take a step back from K-12 education, because there is no real concern nor care for the person in the room that is educating the children in the room. It's just no care for them. And I don't know where to place that blame, if there is any blame at all. The reality is we are all responsible for ourselves, right? And I should not feel guilty for taking care of myself, but you do feel guilty for taking care of yourself, because here is what happens in the K-12 public school system, right? You have a teacher that's sick, me, and they are diagnosed with an illness. That was me. And they have to have surgery. That was also me. And after surgery, the doctor says recovery from this will take about 3 weeks for you to kind of get back up and running. It'll be slow start, but then little by little, you'll start to feel better, right? How many of you know I didn't take those 3 weeks? I had surgery and I was back to work within the week that I had surgery. And I was applauded, and people were like, you're so strong. I can't believe you're back at work. This is what dedication looks like. This is what education looks like. This is what being a teacher is. So I did all of that stuff to my own detriment. And the truth really is, there were people who had to help me walk to the restroom. There were students who had to help me stand and teach in front of the room, and I was standing. There were people, at one point, one of my students says, you know what? I was Miss Brown at that time. Miss Brown, you should take a seat. So I started to sit and teach, right? So once I started to sit and teach from the board, it really got to be a lot. So then, that's just one instance. I did recover. I was okay. I didn't set myself back, but I could have. And that was the dangerous part. That was what was dangerous about rooting for me to come back to work and celebrating the fact that I was back to work instead of telling me, no, you need to go home. That was it. So I'm going to fast forward past a bunch of other recovery stuff and go into me having pneumonia. I had pneumonia and I was at work and I talked right through it. Didn't even know I had pneumonia until one day I literally could not move. And I went to the hospital and they said, hey, you have pneumonia. You need to go home. You need to take care of yourself. My doctor was like, you could die. You could. And she was so stern with me and it scared me. And I am forever grateful for that with her. She was like, that school system will find another teacher. Your family will never find another you. Your daughters will not have another mother. Your husband will not have another wife. That's you. They can have other people, but it won't be you. So you need to take care of yourself. If you cannot go to work, and if not going to work saves your life, then I need for you not to go to work. And when she put it to me in that way, I was like, oh my goodness. It shifted that guilt that I felt, because I felt more guilty for leaving the children that I did not birth than possibly dying and leaving the children that I did. It was at that precise moment that I knew something was wrong. Like, this is flawed. This is a flawed system where we, and it's not an education. Let me just say that. It's not just an education, but it's very strong in education. And there is such a pull to be the strong teacher, the one who's the fighter. We're going to fight through. And then you like kill yourself trying to fight through. And then what was that worth? Nothing, because your job was fillable. So I am taking an issue with this culture in K-12 education that says teach and die, because you're an excellent educator. That's the ad. The ad is, you should teach until you die to show how wonderful of a teacher you really are. Here's the thing, though. Education has lost its zing. We have teachers who are being followed, teachers who are being spit on, parents who are vandalizing the houses of teachers, teachers who are suffering tremendous mental health issues. And let me tell you what is happening here. We are given, educators are given, a mindful minute, 1 minute every day in the morning to be mindful and to have a break. And then after that minute, you have email after email after email and protocol after protocol after protocol, and then phone calls and then lessons. And then on top of that, you still have to teach and you still have to lesson plan and you still have. And then people will say, oh, well, you signed up for that. No, I did not sign up to be abused. I did not sign up to be mistreated. I did not sign up to be spit on. I did not sign up to ultimately be stomped on. That's not what I signed up for. I signed up to educate children and to help them see the world in such a bright space. So this violence and this negativity, this thing that says I have to make my body a machine and never rest, that is not what I signed up for. So my tip to every single K-12 educator out here, if you are suffering from an illness and you are sick, take time for yourself. Because let me tell you something that I learned after I have seen for myself. I have seen educators that have passed away. And you know what happened? They were replaced. Subs came in, and then the teacher eventually was replaced. And guess what happened? The school moved on. The students moved on. The parents moved on. No one mourned forever. So my tip to every single educator is choose you. Choose you, because your mental health matters. Your emotional health matters. Your physical health matters. And this has been another episode of Tips and tricks with your favorite instructor, Instructor Shelton.